Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul Douglas with you. It's Thursday. Looking forward to a nice weekend. Sunday looks like the better day to be out and about. And somebody who I envy because he's often out and about exploring Minnesota and finding some of the nuggets, finding some of the best stuff to do is Todd Walker. Every Thursday at this time, you get to hear his top list of what's coming up and what he recommends. The one and only Todd Walker. Hey, Todd, welcome back.
Hey, Paul, I got to tell you, first of all, we have to clear something up. I ran into two different groups of our listeners last week, this past week, and they were like, why do you always call in from a bathroom? What is with this? So we have to explain that, okay, because right now, Paul, I'll tell you where I am in just a moment, but one of the reasons is it's privacy. I'm always on a location, and the sound is best. And it's a great place to record. I've actually recorded in bathrooms before. So Paul, you know, justify me that bathrooms are a good place for these kind of things, right?
It's not irritable bowel syndrome. I just want to clear that up. That is one of the conspiracy theories out there right now, Todd.
I just had to clear. I mean, because right now, you're going to think this is odd, but I'll give you another perfect example. I'm down at the Flint Hills Family Festival in front of the Yardway. It is unbelievably windy down here. So, yeah. I jumped in a porta potty. And I'm calling you from a porta potty right down here at the.
Wait, you're in a porta potty right now?
Yeah, heck yeah. Because if I was outside, there'd be so much wind noise with the phone and calling in. So, yeah, I thought, where do I jump in? So I jumped in a porta potty. So here I am, porta potty from the right in front of the Ordway there, my buddy. So, yeah.
Hey, so I respect that. Yeah. You do what you have to do. Yeah, let's start with Flint Hills. Yeah, please.
Okay. This is an unbelievably great festival. It's been going on for so many years, right in front of the Ordway. And, you know, they took 2 years of hiatus because of the pandemic. And it's a really unbelievable experience. And all the outdoor activities are completely free. They bring in acts, international acts, literally from around the world. 1 year they had people doing a whole performance, jumping off and doing a dance performance off the buildings. They have people on stilts. It's just really different art communities from around the world come in for this festival. And it's a free event, as I said. And then inside, there's a nominal fee for some of the activities that happen inside. But generally, this is for families, this is for kids, and it happens all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and it's really the place to be. So that's for kids. And, you know, I'm sure I'm going to hear from some of our listeners because they know I live in St. Paul, and I always hear, you're always talking about St. Paul events, but there are so many things happening this weekend in St. Paul, Paul, that you should just, you know, get a hotel room and stay in St. Paul.
Get a hotel room. Haven't heard that in a while. Okay.
I know. Well, hopefully you haven't.
Todd, I remember one of my fondest memories as a kid. Every Christmas, my dad would take the ping pong table and he would set up an HO train set. And we would add something to the train set every year. And it was so cool. And I became infatuated with model trains. I love trains. And so I'm intrigued by train days. Tell us about that.
Okay, Train Days, once again, I have filmed this a number of times for Fox, and the Train Days happens down at the Union Depot in St. Paul, and your love for trains is certainly not unique. There are so many people that attend this event. The kids go absolutely crazy. If you are a train lover, they have everything for you. You can go out on the platforms and see, like, you know, real full-size trains to inside. They have collectors that share different, you know, unique pieces of trains. You can trade train pieces with some of the people from around the, you know, around the country that come in for this, and they have train sets set up, and the kids go crazy. But it's not just for the kids. There's so many adult train lovers as well. So yes, this is happening Saturday and Sunday. The doors open at 10 o'clock, goes until 4 o'clock, and it's completely free. I mean, absolutely free. And they have food that's going to be available, and, you know, it's just a really great event if you're looking for something to do with your kids and if you're a train lover. So that's downtown St. Paul at the Union Depot.
This next item, I know you were a professional wrestler at one point.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't work out quite the way you had hoped, but I give you a lot of credit, Todd, for getting in the ring and trying. So St. Paul Slammer, what is that, and do you know this guy?
Yeah, well, I hung up my little bikini from my wrestling days as I got a little bit older. And, yes, this is I wanted to throw something in that's, you know, completely different. This is happening down at Kagan Case, and they set up an actual ring on their outside patio, and it is full-on wrestling that happens. It's called the same. It's hosted by the St. Paul Slammer and Clutch Brewery. And they have live music that follows the wrestling match. That's Saturday afternoon starting at 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock. And it's $15. And I think it sounds just like a lot of fun. It's supposed to be, you know, a pretty nice day. So go down to the Kagan Case, grab a beer from Clutch, watch some good old-fashioned, you know, all-star wrestling, and then stay for the music. I mean, that's fun.
Yeah, that's absolutely fun. You know what else sounds fun is an outdoor concert, especially the weather's going to be nice. I know this is Friday. This is tomorrow at 6:30, CHS Field. Some 90s bands playing, right?
Oh, I mean, well, look at this. Look at this lineup. It's the I Love the 90s concert right downtown St. Paul at CHS Field. I mean, Vanilla Ice is going to be there. Young MC, Color Me Bad.
Really?
I mean, I know. This sounds to me, I'm going. Well, see, once again, all you have to do is go downtown St. Paul, park, start at the Ordway, head down to Train Days, walk on over to CHS Field for the evening, and hear some unbelievable music. And this is all a celebration of 30 years of fun with the St. Paul Saints. So they're hosting this concert, and tickets are $29.50. And yes, it's tomorrow, starts at 6:30. I don't know. Come on. Look who's going to be there again. Vanilla Ice. I think it sounds just like a really, really fun event. And yeah, and Color Me Bad, like I said, Young MC. So yeah, CHS Field tomorrow, 6:30. Got to be there.
And Todd, last item, I look for excuses to go to St. Anthony Park. I just love that neighborhood, love the feel of walking through that area. And there's an arts festival this weekend?
Yes, it was postponed for the last 2 years, and it's just a really charming arts festival. And it's happening at St. Anthony Park, right in front of the St. Anthony Park Library, which is just a beautiful, beautiful building. It's such a charming neighborhood to walk through, some great restaurants. And yeah, I mean, it's just a great, great area. And this is their 53rd annual arts festival, totally free. They have a number of activities for the kids. It's a juried show. They're going to have live music. There's even a plant sale. So check that out. It's kind of the start of the, you know, outdoor arts festival. So this is definitely one that I wouldn't miss. It's smaller than some of the others, and it's a little bit more manageable, and it's a charming neighborhood. So we've got you set.
Hey,
from, I mean, Vanilla Ice to wrestling.
Hey, we're out of time, but before we go, can you just scream out as loud as you can, "I'm trapped, let me out. Somebody let me out." Do that. Come on.
Okay. I'm pounding on the door. You hear me pounding on the door?
Yeah, you got to yell.
Help! Help! I'm trapped! I'm trapped in the porta potty! Somebody let me out! Let me out! There you go. No flushing. Oh, there's somebody out in front of it, though. Somebody's pulling on the door now, Paul. Now I'm a little embarrassed.
A police officer. Crap. I better let you deal with that. I'm sorry. You messed up. You trusted me.
Oh, the things I let you talk me into. All right, Paul, I better get out of here before they really wonder, because there's cops all over the place.
Run.
All right.
Run as fast
we'll
as you can.
Week, buddy. All right,
thanks,
take care.
Todd. Well done. Todd Walker at a porta potty outside the Ordway. Who does that? Todd does it. He gets it done. He finds a way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.